Hello, America. This is the place for uncensored talk on everything that divides us as a nation. I'm Alan Jacoby, and welcome to The Great Divide. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Great Divide. I'm your host, Alan Jacoby. Hope you're all doing well. I want to talk about the border crisis, border event. I mean, is the situation at the border really a crisis? Well, to normal, logical people, rational people it is. But it's not a crisis to Democrats. We know that. They made that perfectly clear. No. To Democrats, it's a planned event. There's no getting around it. They wanted this. They campaigned for it. And the Democrats right now are succeeding in pulling off the largest Democratic voting registration drive in U.S. history. They don't care about being humane and being America and accepting everyone. They want to fool everyone and make you believe that. But it's not true. They want these people to come in unvetted, unchecked, even with a pandemic going on, so they can get them in. They can get H.R. 1 hopefully passed, which I truly hope and I want to believe that it won't pass in the Senate, but some crazy things are happening in Congress. We all know that. And then once that happens, they'll all just go to the DMV, get a license, get automatically registered as Democrats, and then millions of people will have flooded the Democratic Party and be able to flood red districts and vote and flip them blue. That's the ultimate plan. It's not a conspiracy theory, people. It's you're not stupid. And what's great is the left will say that you're a conspiracy theorist for thinking that, but they want America to think that you're a conspiracy theorist if you think that they're trying to just get more, recruit more Democratic voters. So it's like a catch-22. It's not a conspiracy theory, people. This is what the Democrats are doing. They want to further their party. And what's the easiest way to do it? Open the border. Get them in. I mean, they're wearing Biden shirts at the border. Biden, let us in. I mean, again, I said it before. Kamala Harris, probably at the border with a t-shirt cannon, shooting him over the border fence. Hey, put this t-shirt on. Take a picture. It's an opinion, but it's based on fact. It's based on common sense. I'm surprised Zuckerberg didn't create a Facebook event for it. That he would let on. He would let on Facebook. He would allow that. It's going to benefit him, big tech. And all this during a pandemic when our country is desperately trying to get vaccines in American citizens' arms. Every arm of every American citizen they want to get a vaccine into. It seems legit, right? All this happening during a pandemic, we're just going to let people in. Brownsville, Texas, they let migrants in who then, I think like 100 or so of them, and then they tested positive for COVID. That makes sense, right? We're sending hundreds of millions of dollars to Central America every year to help with humanitarian issues, violence, instability. And they're still sending hundreds of thousands, millions of their people to us to escape violence, inhumane conditions, instability, poverty. So what's happening with all of that foreign relief aid that we send to Central America year after year, hundreds of millions of dollars, and they keep sending their people? Are we buying these people? I mean, that's what it feels like. Someone said that to me. Oh, you know, it's almost like the Democrats are now buying the voters. Because if you think those people are coming here to register Republican, well, obviously, it's not going to happen. We know that. So we're paying for these people to come here. Are we? Hundreds of millions of dollars, foreign aid. And the Democrats are getting will get registered voters at some point. What's interesting is just recently, a day ago, since recording this, the White House National Security Advisor, Roberta Jacobson, Jacobson, she is giving at the White House press briefing with, you know, with Chucky, Jen Psaki, the redhead, Chucky. I posted a photo of, got it from Steve Crowder, actually, the Chucky with behind the podium at the White House press briefing room. It's pretty funny. It's on the podcast Facebook page. It's pretty hilarious. It's been shared quite a few hundred times since I posted it among the followers. But she goes ahead and told migrants by accident, that the southern border is open in Spanish. She told them in Spanish accidentally that the southern border is open. Is that a mistake? I don't know. It's hard to believe that a mistake like that would take place. So it makes me think, is it a calculated mistake? Mistake. I don't think it was a mistake. I have my doubts. And then you have the problem right now at the border, which the Biden administration refuses to acknowledge that it's a crisis. It's not a crisis. We don't have a crisis at the border, which blows my mind. We don't have a crisis at the border. Right now, the immigration facilities are overwhelmed. Border Patrol detained 100,000 migrants in February alone. 1,600 migrants were arrested in 3 days' time in one of the Texas border sectors of the border. 1,600 in 3 days, and 100,000 migrants in February alone were detained. So that's a lot of people. That's huge numbers. And those numbers are increasing by the day. So I'm sure it's a lot, a hell of a lot more now. And migrants are being released. They're like, just like I mentioned, Brownsville, Texas, they're being released. They're testing positive for COVID. They're given, they're given court dates. They're doing that. They're catching them and then releasing them after 3 days, giving them court dates and hearings. Hopefully that they'll show up. They're not showing up. They're not showing up. They're coming into the country. They're going to work. They're going to commit crimes because most places you commit a crime, you get a slap on the wrist. Cashless, they'll go to areas with cashless bail. My state, New York, in the blue bubble, you can come here and commit most crimes and be home in time for dinner. Cashless bail, you'll be out. And that's even repeat arrests. I mean, why wouldn't they come here? This is one of the easiest places to commit crimes and get away with it in Democrat-run states and cities because of cashless bail and all that other nonsense. It's all bullshit. You got children. Children now are being held in adult facilities, which is inhumane and unsafe for children. I mean, you got to think of these people. These people think they're coming here for a better life, and right now they're at the border and they're crammed in facilities, and it's becoming inhumane. And we have a pandemic going on, not to mention whatever diseases they may have already or sicknesses they may be dealing with. Why they're coming here. So now we're packing them all together in these facilities. Oh, Trump put kids in cages. Obama built the cages. Trump utilized the facilities. And now Biden is overrunning them. Reopened them all and overrunning. There are people in, they have tent buildings set up down there. Tents. Adult facilities crammed in with kids. When does it become humane? Packing facilities beyond safe capacity. I mean, I would imagine there's no social distancing. There's none of that. Diseases, I'm sure, will be on the rise and running rampant. How can you avoid it? The Biden administration right now was very successful in something. They succeeded. They built a highway for human traffickers, sex traffickers, pedophiles, rapists, murderers, all unvetted migrants just coming to a town near you, folks, just released. We don't know who they are, what they are, what they're capable of, what their history is, but if they get a hearing date, they'll show up and they'll be on their pathway to citizenship. And they will become Democratic voters in the United States of America. Thanks to the Biden administration, his handlers, because we know he's not in charge, and the radical left, because this is what they want. And they're going to destroy America. They've already started. It's already begun. I'm not going to sit here and sound like a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe in conspiracy theories. Just look at the big picture. Okay, it's not hard to come up with legitimate, rational thought of what's going on. Just open your eyes. And the people that say, no, 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 they're idiots. Ankle biting, window licking, idiots. I tell you what I'd love to do. I want to charter 100 coach buses, okay? I want to get 100. I should start a GoFundMe for this. You guys should comment and email me thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. Tell me if this is a good idea. GoFundMe for 100 charter buses. Let's bring them down to the border. Let's pack them with as many migrants that have come across the border as possible. Let's send 50 of those coach buses to Wilmington, Delaware, and empty them out on Joe Biden Street where he lives, where they sent the dogs to live alone because they bit somebody in the White House. Let's send them all there and just let them roam. Let them figure out their way. Welcome to America. President Biden's house is right there. And then I want to take the other 50 buses and drive them to New York, to Long Island, to the end of Long Island, to East Hampton, where some of the most affluent, wealthy people either live or have homes. You know, Billy Joel, you know, just so many people, Alec Baldwin, and just let them out. Welcome to America. See these big houses? Go knock on the doors. Go knock on the doors. Yeah. Why not? Why not? Spread the wealth. You have Texas is going to be, and Texas is going through this, recovering from this natural disaster. Now all these people are coming. All these people are coming over the border. They're going to take jobs from Americans. There's going to be many contracting jobs down there in Texas. Okay, you're going to drive the wages down because these contractors who are going to end up being greedy and overwhelmed with work, they're going to hire illegals for next to nothing. And that's going to take jobs away from Americans who need work because they've been out of work so long because of the pandemic, because the government shut them down. Where's the media? Where's the media coverage about the children down there? You know, they talk about it, but what are they really talking about? You're telling me that we're not going to have a bigger problem than we already do with sex trafficking, child molestation, and these sick, sadistic pedophiles that come from Central America? How about the ones that come with the children that aren't even theirs? Children in the adult facilities. I mean, how much can you do? The what is it? Someone in the, forget who it is. It's so overwhelming with these idiots in the Biden administration. They're asking for volunteers to go down and work at the border because they're overwhelmed. Well, if you're overwhelmed, it's a crisis. It's an inhumane situation. It's dangerous. It's dangerous for them. Forget about us for a second. Think about them. They're not bad people. I mean, some of them who are coming here, don't get me wrong. There are criminals coming here with the sole purpose to commit crimes. They see an opportunity to commit crimes. Why wouldn't they come here? And then you have the other issue of maybe there's terrorists from other countries that are blending in with the migrants. I mean, before all this, and it wasn't even covered in the media much, there was 11 Iranians that came over the southern border. Where are they? What are they doing? You know, 11 people are a decent group. They could do a lot. Why were they coming here from Iran through the southern border? It makes you think, right? Where was the media for that? The media wasn't covering much of that. You heard it here and there. There were blips of it. I mean, again, the left's voter registration event for illegal migrants, it's become a disastrous crisis. It's becoming a disastrous crisis because that's what it's going to be. I can't reiterate that enough. It may sound like a broken record and a rant, but it's true. You know it's true. I know it's true. Your neighbor knows it's true. And we can't do anything about it. What can we do? What can we do? We can't say fight like hell because then, you know, we may be labeled as a domestic terrorist. And we're all, anyone who's against closing of the border is a white supremacist. Remember that. We are white supremacists if we want border security. Well, that's bullshit too. And it's only going to get worse. And what don't we know? There's probably a lot we don't know about what's going on. What's the big plan? Obviously, we don't know. I don't even think Joe Biden knows because his handlers haven't fully briefed him yet. And what's really scary is that the Biden administration, they're not allowing any media or any press to go down there and report it, not even the left-leaning media. We haven't seen any live coverage from the border, really, or inside the facilities. What are they hiding? What are they hiding? You know, again, look at the border and the states that border. Take Texas, Arizona. Local border communities are going to be overrun with crime. It's going to skyrocket in those areas. Disease will spread, whether it's COVID or whatever else it is. I mean, these migrants are coming over into farms, and they'll have the water tanks that they use for the cattle to drink. It's clean water. They come in and they see these water tanks and they jump in them and bathe. Right after traveling from the border, they bathe. So whatever's on them, bacteria, disease, they contaminate the water, and then the cattle is drinking that contaminated water. Well, that's a recipe for disaster. What happens with the cattle when it's eaten or whatever it's used for? Well, it ends up getting into the population. Again, just inhumane. So look at schools. Schools are going to become overwhelmed. They're going to have all these children. The amount of unaccompanied children that are coming in from Central America is overwhelming as well. Well, eventually they're going to have to be put into schools. So your school's going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be paying the taxes for it. We're all going to be paying the taxes for it. And then what happens? Well, our children suffer. My children suffer. Your children suffer because we're overwhelmed with children and no fault of their own. They're sent here by their parents, or the coyote smugglers are bringing them in. But now, what kind of education are our children going to get with the schools being overwhelmed? And what kind of education are they going to get? Most of them who don't speak English. It's a nightmare. American jobs will go to illegals. Working wages will be driven down with the cheap labor because they will work for next to nothing. And it will take jobs away from Americans who need the work because of the COVID pandemic. Because nobody's working, and your $1,400 stimulus check in that giant $1.9 trillion COVID package is going to do nothing. $1.9 trillion with a $1 trillion surplus they haven't spent yet in the last one, and 9% of this one is going to actual COVID relief. There's money in there that can't be spent till 2022 and 2024. It's not a COVID relief bill. It was a money grab by the left. That's what it was. It was one of the biggest heists of taxpayer money in U.S. history, and it was successfully pulled off by the Democratic Party. And this is exactly what the Democrats planned, people. It's the plan. H.R. 1 will take over the election system and federalize it, take it away from the states, no voter ID. We'll open the borders. We'll get them registered because it's automatic voting registration in that bill. And we will build a Democratic Party this way. The Democrats that when I say we, as the Democrats don't care about these people. They don't care about the humane conditions at the border. They don't care about them. They care about one thing, the power and furthering the reach and the hold of the Democratic Party into this country. And they're going to use migrants to do it. I mean, you know, obviously they've done it in the past. Look at Obama. Keep the schools closed, but open the borders, because that makes real sense. Well, I guess when your administration is owned by the teachers' unions, it does make sense. And when you need the votes, it does make sense. It makes sense to them, people. Logical people like myself and like you, if you're watching this, well, we know not only does it not make sense, it's disgusting and it's dangerous. It's dangerous for us and it's dangerous for them, meaning the people that are coming to this country. Again, and you have the record number of unaccompanied migrant children being housed in adult facilities. This is one of the worst parts of it. That's not a recipe for disaster, right? Right? The mental health of these children, the physical health of these children when they're molested and smuggled and exploited. And whose fault is that now? Well, that's the Biden administration's fault for doing what they're doing at the border and housing these people with adults, housing these children with adults, and, well, opening the border like he did in the first place. He opened the floodgates. And it's going to get worse. 3,200 unaccompanied children being housed in tents. That's 3,200 the last I checked. It's probably more. 3,200 children being housed in tents, like these tent structures with adults. And almost, as of when I last saw this a couple days ago, almost 200 children are under the age of 13. 200 kids under the age of 13? It is a pedophile's dream. And don't tell me for 1 minute that there are no pedophiles coming over that border. Because I'm sure there are many coming over that border. And I bet there are many coming here because they know there's going to be unaccompanied children in these facilities. And they're easy targets because Border Patrol, Homeland Security, whoever is down there providing the security for the facilities, they can't watch anybody, everybody. You know, it's like a jail or a prison. You know, you have your guards, like, you know, they do their rounds. I would imagine that these kids are not on a one-to-one care looking out for their safety. You'd need thousands of people, and that's not happening. No, they're housed in there like rats. Like rats. Donald Trump did not house people in there like rats. In February, the overall number of unaccompanied children spiked to 9,000 that came over the border because some have already been released into the country. 9,000. That's a huge, huge, huge number. Huge, huge number. But what's the cost? I mean, how could Biden got in office January 20th? Oh, what are we? We're 50 days in, and he hasn't had a solo press conference. He hasn't talked to the press or taken any hard questions or any real questions at all from the press. But Jen Psaki says, oh, he's had 40 sessions where he took questions. He took one or two questions from reporters when he spoke, and then they ushered people away. I don't know if you saw the videos, but just go and look them up. You know, Biden talking to the press. You can hear the staffer saying, okay, get out. Let's go, get out. Let's go, get out. He's not talking to anybody. And the night I'm recording this, and I'm sure I'm going to have a lot to talk about when it happens, he's going to have a briefing, an address. He's going to address the nation. And I'm hearing for only 20 minutes. Most presidents, when they give an address to the nation, it can go on for an hour or more. I'm wondering if it's going to be more than 20 minutes. And you know what? It's going to be difficult to watch. The Democrats, They wanted this. They got it. The borders are open. Chuck Schumer, AOC, and some of these other leftist swamp trolls, they're too concerned about student debt forgiveness, transgender agendas, stealing and controlling the entire electoral process with HR 1, and destroying the Constitution of our country with gun grabs, election system grabs, and nonsense equality acts that make no sense because there are already laws there for it. Gun grabbing, transgender agendas, student debt forgiveness. But we're okay with the inhumane conditions at the border, loading up those children. Speaking of children, what about the children? What's our federal government doing to prevent exploitation of children, sex trafficking of children. Forget about migrant children for a minute. What about our children? Who's working on saving our children? Not the Democrats. It's Republicans too. $1.9 trillion in a COVID relief bill. Hundreds of millions of dollars earmarked for nonsense that the Democrats wanted. Why aren't we putting a couple hundred million dollars for the largest, most aggressive child sex trafficking task force ever to be seen in U.S. history? Why is that not happening? I mean, it should, but it's not. Let's worry about universal background checks for firearms. And then use mass shootings as an excuse when those gun bills that they're trying to pass, if they were passed or they were enacted before, there's nothing in that bill that would have prevented any of those mass shootings. Nothing. This is just the Democrats with their political theater and their power grabs and to shove everything they can down the right's throat to show we have power and you don't. And that's why 2022 is very important. And that's why every single one of you needs to support a conservative candidate and get them elected and flip the blue seat to red, or get that rhino that's there in your district primaried out. I'm in New York on Long Island. I'm surrounded by rhinos. Okay? One rhino. Today, Congressman Gabarino, he replaced Congressman Peter King. And today, he was one of eight Republicans that voted in favor of, is it the HR 8, the gun grab bill, the universal background check. He's a rhino, and I hope his time is limited in office, because he talks one way and he votes another. And I was actually, I don't know if I'm surprised at that, but maybe I was surprised to see it. But back to the border. Look at Biden got into office on January 20th. One of the first things he did was he stopped construction of the wall. The wall where most of the material and labor is already paid for. People went on unemployment. They're out of jobs because the project was ended. And there are millions and millions and millions of dollars sitting there in equipment and material that could have just easily been continued to finish that wall. But that's not the plan. That's not the plan. And it's funny because if you go back, Democrats back years ago, Clinton, Chuck Schumer, even Biden, they all wanted border security, they wanted fences, they wanted walls, they wanted all of that. But Donald Trump wanted it, and he was a racist, and he was a white supremacist, and he was a xenophobe, and a xenophobe, and a this phobe, and a that phobe. But the narrative now has changed. It's funny how that happens. Drug smuggling is drastically increasing already. It's a free-for-all. They're opening in fences, and they're just the other day, there was like 500 pounds of cocaine they grabbed. Thank God they grabbed it. And the wall material is just sitting there, just waiting to be installed. And it won't be installed unless Another Republican president comes along in 4 years and decides to continue the wall again, because this all goes in cycles. We're in for the shit storm now. And if Biden doesn't continue his presidency, because I don't still believe he's the real president, his handlers are maybe Kamala Harris, it'll get worse. And let's hope that this is a four-year stretch. It's going to be a very, very hard, hard 4 years for America. And let's hope, whether it's Trump that runs again or a strong Republican candidate with Trump's backing, that can get in there and get America back to where America is first, because right now America's last. You know, I was looking at numbers the other day. In 2017, there was an average of 830 migrants a day under the Trump administration in 2017. 830 migrants a day. Still, I mean, 800 is a lot of people, but coming over the border. 2021, right now. Want to know what the average is? Are you sitting down? Right now, fact, and you can fact check me. 2021 Biden administration, there's an average of 6,000 migrants a day coming over the border. And they're not being detained long at the border. And some are being detained longer than others, but a lot of them are being released. I haven't heard how many have been released into the country. I'm sure thousands on among thousands. And people say, no, it's not a crisis. It's not as bad as everybody's saying. No, I think it's worse because they're not saying. You know, why aren't any of the mainstream, why aren't any of the media down at the border as close as they could get? See, unless I'm missing it, I'm not seeing anything at the border. Just, you know, you get your pictures and your videos here and there. But it's not a crisis. No. Well, to Democrats, again, it's a planned event. It's absolutely a crisis, and it's a big crisis. And again, you go back, let's go to the circle back girl, Jen Psaki, who says President Trump's immigration policies were inhumane and didn't work. Hey, idiot. You dumb, pompous ass. They did work. They worked great. The numbers don't lie, you simpleton. Your hatred for Trump, your hatred for the right, perceives you with your ridiculous rhetoric that you spew every day, because you have to have these ridiculous White House press briefings every day because there's no transparency in the White House because we can't hear from our president. Where's Joe? Who's running the show, Joe? Is Jen Psaki the president? I feel like she is, with that stupid smirk that she has that she gives at reporters. Like their questions don't matter, and she treats every single one of them like they're idiots, which most of them are idiots, but you know, it's not the point. It's you're the press secretary, and you don't have you don't have the answers to the questions. And I don't think she's going to. 3 days migrants are released into America, and just okay. Have fun. I don't know. Who knows? They're probably getting stimulus checks too. Who knows? Felons are getting them. My felons are getting $1,400 stimulus checks. They're never going to show up to their hearing. Oh, yeah, you have to go to 3 months. You got to go to your hearing date so we can start your process, your pathway to citizenship. Yeah, no, they're not coming. They're not coming back. They don't like government. Once they're here, they're here. You'll never see them again. Underground, they'll be working for cash. It's over. Get your driver's license. Get your voting registration card as a Democrat. Thank you. Have a nice day. Welcome to America. Again, President Biden, what are you doing to protect children? I will say it. And our children are the ones being trafficked, sexually exploited, mistreated, and murdered. They're thrown away like garbage after they've been exploited and used enough where they're just zombies. The wall is not racist, you dumb leftist shitheads. The wall should have never stopped being built. The wall serves a purpose. Border security serves a purpose. And the Biden administration has dismantled it and destroyed it. And that's a fact. It's an obvious fact, but it's one of the, oh no, he didn't. The wall was not effective. Yeah, it was. All President Biden is doing is just making it rain money for the drug cartels who watch the border. It's very in very complex system that the drug cartels have. They watch the border, they coordinate smuggling, and they reap massive paydays, which they already are because of the open borders. You know, when you have an open section in the border, it goes for miles. It goes for miles. And it's all thanks to the Biden administration, the coyotes, the lookouts, the drug couriers. They're all making a killing, and it's thanks to Sleepy Joe and his handlers and the radical left, Chuck Schumer, AOC. And Chuck, I said it before, don't sleep on what AOC is doing, because she's going to primary your ass, Chucky boy. I see it. You Democrats don't care about each other. She's going to come after you, and she's going to be New York's next senator. It's the writing's on the wall. You know, in all this, you talk about big business and big tech, and it's a shame because big business, they're going to make out like bandits. With all the available cheap labor that's coming over the border, you know, not only big business, but wealthy Americans too. You know, the wealthy, the millionaires with their big estates. They're going to have cheap labor for landscapers, handymen, nannies. Good for them. Not too good for Americans who need jobs. They're going to be coming in droves. In droves, people. And who's going to pay the steepest price? Well, obviously, working class Americans are. We are going to pay the steepest price for having these open borders and migrants just come in and, again, take over jobs, drive working wages to nothing, because that's what they will work for. But who cares? Who cares? Because they don't have, okay, American workers, working class Americans, they don't have lobbyists in Washington throwing money around, swaying votes. No. Big business does. Wealthy Americans, they do. But people like us, the middle, and I'll even go middle to upper class and the lower class, we don't have lobbyists in Washington. They say it's like that tree that falls in the woods, okay? If a tree falls and no one's there to hear it, does it make a noise, right? That saying. So it's the same thing. It's like a tree that fell in the woods. If an American citizen complains, but they don't have a lobbyist in Washington, well, they don't really have a complaint because nobody cares. No one cares about you. You're not wealthy. You're not a big business. You don't have lobbyists lobbying for you. No one cares. So, what's the solution? Well, the solution is get every Democrat out of office as possible. They have the House. They have the Senate. They have the executive branch. Some would say they have the Supreme Court the way they rule. I don't fully believe that. 2022 is a pivotal time. It is more important now than it ever was. The House flipped, I believe it was 12 blue seats to red the last election cycle. Well, we need to flip more. And obviously, well, I believe a third of the Senate is up in 2022. And we need to flip some Senate seats, people. And not only that, we need to primary some red seats. There are some people there, some rhinos that just need to go. It's unacceptable that 8 Republicans sat with Democrats and voted for this leftist radical gun grab bill. 2 of them. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. They should be ashamed of themselves. They obviously do not stand for conservatism or what it means to be a Republican. And every single one of these swamp trolls, Republicans and Democrats, that continually vote against bills where it's a blatant violation of the United States Constitution should be jailed. Because when they put their hand on that Bible and they raise their right hand to uphold the Constitution of the United States, they're lying. They're breaking that oath. They'll argue, well, the Constitution could be amended. Well, there's a process. But nobody cares. Nobody cares about us. Listen, people, if you're not speaking up and calling your local representatives, congresspeople, senators, then you're as bad as the leftist anti-American idiots who are destroying our country. You're just as bad. It doesn't take much to make a phone call, to write an email. It doesn't take much. You see Democrats and Republicans, if you watch the debates on the House floor, they read letters from their constituents, furthering their arguments. But they're not getting enough letters. We're all at fault. Write an email. Because if every Republican wrote their senator and their congressman at least once on bills that you don't agree with that you want them to vote no on, that's a lot of mail for a candidate to get. President Biden and his handlers, yes, handlers, they are erasing the fabric, they're destroying the fabric of America, and they are erasing our southern border, erasing it. There are only a few people standing up and doing something. Governor Abbott in Texas, I applaud the man. He's taking a stand at the border of his state, and he sent or sending 500 National Guard troops of his state to the border to secure the border in his state, because he doesn't want his state overrun with crime and people just running rampant in his communities, especially his state now with how damaged it is with those two winter storms. Kudos to Governor Abbott. I applaud him. Every border state should be doing that, sending the National Guard to the border. And it's a shame it has to happen that way. Border Patrol is overwhelmed. They're all overwhelmed. Listen, people, you got to get involved. You got to make a phone call. You got to send an email. I sound like a broken record or I'm preaching to you. I'm using my platform to inform people of topics that I feel are important. I can't do this on Facebook. They'll throw me in the Facebook gulag and that's it. Maybe you don't care. If you don't care, well, you probably clicked off a long time ago. If you do care, do something. And get in touch with me. Send me an email. Send me a Facebook comment, a comment on this podcast, a comment on YouTube when the video's up. Let me know what you think. Disagree or agree, I want to hear. Send me your opinions. I want to know what you're thinking. We all need to know what each other, what we're all thinking. We all need to know. This is our country. And it's hard to believe that 80 million Americans voted for that senile bag of wind. Well, probably because they didn't. Can't say that. And get thrown off everything. And deplatformed, because that's what the left wants. Delete, deplatform. Just let's criminalize free speech. Can't say fight like hell. We need to fight like hell. Listen. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. God bless our military, law enforcement. Until we meet again, take care. God bless America. You can reach out to me with opinions and ideas for other episodes at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media at The Great Divide Podcast. And please be sure to leave a review for this podcast so the show can be shared to other listeners. Thank you, and God bless America.